Right. So we talk about Russia meeting the Taliban. We are joined this morning on the line by Dr. Ivan Starodubtsev, and he's an expert on Turkey-Russian relations and the author of three books and numerous articles when it comes to Russian matters. Ivan, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, Moscow hosted the Taliban for international talks. What was on the agenda?
Actually, their agenda, I believe, that to create, most important, to create a format of, let me say, negotiations with the Taliban movement. And this format should work on a permanent basis. Of course, it does not mean an acceptance of Taliban government, but it means that a Taliban is accepted as a side of negotiations. So, important thing is to bring together all the countries which now are, let me say, a bit conscious about what is going on in Afghanistan, what will be the future, what will be the future for the region, and what will be the future of the people of Afghanistan, meaning also political minorities and meaning ethnical minorities of Afghanistan.
So what do you make of which nations were in attendance and which were not? I see there's a lot of talk about the U.S. not being part of it.
Actually, in Moscow, you know, there are 10 countries members of Moscow format. Those are most important countries of the region, a part of Russia. There are Pakistan, there is Pakistan, India, also Iran, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan. I think all countries, all of Central Asia are presented there because, as I said, there is a very big question mark. What is the intentions of Taliban after, let's speak directly, their victory after 20 years war? What is their intentions?
Now, do you think other countries will follow suit now that Russia has got the ball rolling?
Actually, Russia is a country which considers Afghanistan matter as a national security matter because, you know, between of us and Afghanistan, there are Central Asia countries. Some of them are members of collective security treaty. Agreement. So, of course, their national security is a part of our national security. So it doesn't mean that Russia would like to take this ball because this ball is on fire. You know, America just escaped from there. They accepted actually directly or indirectly, they accepted their loss there. And very symbolically, they left Afghanistan on 11th of September, which is also create very, very, very big smell on their escape from Afghanistan. So for Russia, it is a matter of national security. Russia doesn't try to take this ball, actually.
And then I see Russia saying they're not willing to still officially recognize the Taliban, although they're having talks with them.
Actually, Russia was not the first country who started negotiations with the Taliban. The first one was the United States, actually. The last 3 years, they are negotiating with them. So, I do not see here, actually, any contradiction. As Mr. Lavrov said yesterday in Moscow, in the Moscow meeting, in the opening ceremony, Taliban is the reality of Afghanistan. So we are trying now to understand what to do with this reality. So, as I said, it is not acceptance. It is just acceptance of reality.
All right, Ivan, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Go well.
Bye-bye.